Sam Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report is at the start of Israel's long-expected ground invasion. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
The army just put out a very short statement saying that it's planning to expand ground activity in the Gaza Strip. They didn't really say much more than that.
Pentagon correspondent David Martin quotes U.S. officials as saying it appears to be a rolling start to something bigger. CBS's Remy Innocencio in Tel Aviv.
The biggest challenge for Israel's defense forces is going to be the vast labyrinth of tunnels underneath Gaza. By some estimates, more than 300 miles of tunnels are below the Gaza Strip.
This comes after earlier airstrikes in Gaza.
Hamas says that all communications, all phone lines, all internet is out in the Gaza Strip. The Ministry of Health has said that at least 30 people have been killed.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King. CBS News special report is at the start of Israel's long-expected ground invasion. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
The army just put out a very short statement saying that it's planning to expand ground activity in the Gaza Strip. They didn't really say much more than that.
Pentagon correspondent David Martin quotes U.S. officials as saying it appears to be a rolling start to something bigger. CBS's Remy Innocencio in Tel Aviv.
The biggest challenge for Israel's defense forces is going to be the vast labyrinth of tunnels underneath Gaza. By some estimates, more than 300 miles of tunnels are below the Gaza Strip.
This comes after earlier airstrikes in Gaza.
Hamas says that all communications, all phone lines, all internet is out in the Gaza Strip. The Ministry of Health has said that at least 30 people have been killed.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders of both parties in the Wisconsin Assembly say the push to impeach Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf is a distraction. Republican Scott Krug and Democrat Lee Snodgrass spoke to a WISP Politics luncheon yesterday. Krug says there's a way forward that doesn't involve who's running WEC. He says he wants a better working relationship with local clerks. More than $388 million worth of key construction projects around Wisconsin are getting the green light from the State Building Commission. They include new buildings and upgrades at state parks, prisons and universities, and other state-owned buildings. There'll be security improvements at Techeeta Women's Prison. Work will also get started on a new Wisconsin History Museum on Madison's Capitol Square. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The city of Waukesha is getting parade memorial work done for free. The city has partnered with VJS Construction Services to oversee construction of the parade memorial at Greedy Park, with the business providing some of their services at no cost. The city is seeking additional contractors who are willing to contribute in-kind donations for various aspects of the project, such as concrete work, electrical, landscaping, and more. The dedication of the parade memorial at Greedy Park is planned for 2024. Oconomowoc police have wrapped up their active shooter training at a school. This morning, they worked with fire crews at Meadowview Elementary and tried to warn people in advance to not be alarmed. The decision to hold the training comes in the wake of a recent incident in Germantown, where police had to use lethal force in response to an active shooter. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bucks begin the season with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks started off with an early lead, then had to battle back to get to a 118-117 win over the 76ers. The Bucks' newest member, Damian Lillard, came up with 14 points in the final 4 minutes to get the victory.
And all the way down to the very last play where I got fouled and I went to the free throw line, they inbounded it to Giannis, and I was just kind of reading him like, you know, what you want to do? And he was like, come get the ball.
NFL, the Packers play the Vikings Sunday at noon at Lambeau Field. The Packers' Christian Watson on why the Pack have lost their last three games.
What's been, you know, detrimental for us so far is, you know, the lack of, you know, growing enough each week.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host number 3 ranked Ohio State tomorrow night at 6:30. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Closing the gap. I think that we're always looking for those gaps in whatever it is, whether you're an individual, you're a team, you're a, you know, an offense, you're always trying to close the gap.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 33. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. High of 45 tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
And I get to not lose any voters, and maybe he just decided to steal somebody's shoes with a firearm.
Well, I think if he could have gotten attention by saying Donald Trump stole your shoes, that's a good one. Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Oh, Matt, that Tuberville is little teapot dictator is unbelievable. Right. I just wanted to mention to you, I know this is a continuing issue, and apparently there's been some movement on it in the last 24 hours. I was reading a piece on CNN. There's another in the Washington Post that after 10 months of this stalling with Mr. Teapot dictator Tuberville being the one that's saying no to any kind of promotions for our military, 300 or plus. So apparently the Senate Rules Committee, Matt, is looking at this and trying to do a temporary change in the rules to approve a whole mess of these in one block. The highest ranking would still have to go through individual approval, but they would get at least, you know, several hundred of them approved in block. Okay, guess what? Now they have to get up to 60 votes because it can't just be simple majority. It has to be a 60-vote level that they have to get to. And they cannot get the Republicans to look at this. And little Mr. Tin Pot Dictator has said, no, he will not do this because what this is about, he said that if Democrat Jack Reed, who has approved this, he said it would be just like Jack Reed has been burning down the Senate. This is a quote from little Tin Pot guy. He says, when you're in the minority, it's the only power you have to get the group's attention. If they do away with this, we might as well stay home because the majority can get anything done they want, which I kind of thought that was what democracy was about, that the majority ruled. Dumb me. But so he's planting his feet and refusing to move on this. And it's less the fact that this is woke policy. The policy that he is most concerned about is the fact that women are, under this DOD policy, are allowed to go to other states to get reproductive health care abortions if they choose to. And they looked at the number of women who are in those states who would be affected by this, active duty military women who are in states where abortion has been curtailed, and it's 80,000. The number of women who have taken advantage of this DOD policy to go to another state, get ready, 12.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, Joe, thank you for your call. You always, frankly, come with a wealth of information and statistics like that. I really appreciate it. Let me build on what you said. When I said before that it took 60 votes and they could only get, they needed nine. You know, we have 51 Dems and we needed nine. That was the procedure I was talking about. That was what Jack Reed is doing. And that is not to promote them all, but it's to take a big chunk of them and at least get it into the pipeline there and get them promoted. If it weren't for that procedure, Tommy Tuberville could just say, I want a long speech and vote on every one of them. And there's no way around that. So Moscow Mitch, and I'm lately of the mind of maybe not calling him Moscow Mitch. He did go to Kyiv, and I think he's for Ukraine. I think I'm going to drop the Moscow. Oh, Mitch. Not Jim Beam or Joe Crow, whatever is down there. Old Mitch is for doing this, but we can't get nine because the filibuster kicks in. That's where the 60 comes in when you're going to do something just partially. And in this particular case, say there's 360 and they want to promote 200 of them. It's not only Tuberville. It is Thune of South Dakota who won't sign on. It's Risch of Idaho won't sign on. Ron Johnson won't sign on. He just got elected to another 6-year term and he figures he can get away with murder. But look, we are functionally at war. If this were pre-nuclear weapon, if this were the 1920s or 30s, we would have declared war on Iran. They would have declared war on us. We would have declared war on Russia. They would have declared war on us. In the nuclear age, you can't declare war because historically, if you go back to the Middle Ages, this country declares it against that, and everybody gets revved up. A declaration of war now is simply the launch of a nuclear missile, and you don't want that. So it's technically not a state of declared war, but don't fool yourself. Everybody out listening to me right now knows we're at war with Iran. We're at war with Russia. We're at war with North Korea, and frankly, we are not war, but we are having a lot of bad issues with China. How can you, as a U.S. senator, not stand by our military? How can you say that we are not going to have the commanding officer of the Fifth Fleet or the deputy of the Central Command or the chief of naval operations or the head of the Air Force? How can you say that? You're giving aid and comfort to Putin. You're giving aid and comfort to Xi, the Ayatollah, to Kim Jong-un. You're giving aid and comfort to the worst torturers and enemies. And frankly, you're giving aid and comfort to Hamas and Al-Qaeda, the remnants of it, and ISIS, the remnants of it, and soon there'll only be remnants of Hamas. How can you stab your own military? Think back of the history of the Republican Party. Can you imagine if Dwight Eisenhower were here, what he would say or feel? Or Ronald Reagan, or frankly, George H.W. Bush? To say nothing of Harry Truman, Franklin Roosevelt, John F. Kennedy. I mean, come on. This is a party that no longer stands for America. And I'm not talking about any peripheral issues. And by the way, what you said about the abortion issue, that is part of it. But Tuberville wants the new space center built in Alabama. And the Congress and Biden have already decided it's going to go to Colorado. They said Alabama already has a space thing. So what, they want two space things? No. One goes to Colorado. That is what a thing he's holding out for. The other thing he's holding out for, though, is you're right. There is a provision in the law that if you are a woman in the service and you're in a state that has outlawed abortion, and remember a couple of things. Oklahoma and Idaho have outlawed it totally for any reason, including the life of the mother. My own view is that even the six tarantulas, if a case ever got to them, would say, well, come on. I mean, we are we are in the Constitution guaranteed life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That applies to women too, and that means their life anyway. To me, it also means their liberty. But the second thing is this. If you, I mean, forget anything, if forget elective. Let's say a woman is told by her doctor, you may die. In other words, you have sepsis. This is an ectopic pregnancy, or the fetus doesn't, it was born without a brain, it doesn't have a brain, and this is a threat to your life. And Oklahoma does have military personnel. So does Idaho. So does Texas, where they have a snitch bounty. You peek out the window, you see your neighbor going out at night and or in the early morning, and you call the DA and say, I think she's going to an abortion clinic, and you get 10 grand. I'm not kidding. And some of the states have passed laws, including Idaho, that it's a crime in their state to leave the state for that purpose, even to leave the state. That's clearly unconstitutional under the Privileges and Immunities Clause of the Constitution. But think of the enforcement of all this. If you're a doctor, you're an OBGYN, you're all hot to trot, you just got out of medical school, and you really want to be an OBGYN, you go to a state and say, woman's going to die. So you save her life, and a local DA, for instance, Wisconsin has 72 counties, there's 72 DAs, and then some of them, they would be capable of saying, all right, I'm going to prosecute the doctor, and I'll be on court TV, and I'll be able to run for the state Senate. And they'll lose the prosecution on appeal. If you're an OBGYN, how much money do you have for attorney's fees? How much appetite do you have to be litigating half the time? What it is all in the incentive. If you disincentivize a doctor to the point where he or she has to worry about their own liberty and their own money, no insurance company is going to insure your attorney's fees for something like that. And all the government has said is, we will make it possible for a female service member to go out of state to another state. And that's the prerogative of the military. Why is this guy interfering with what the military decides about placement of its soldiers? But he is. And Trump supports him. Ron Johnson supports him. Thune of South Dakota supports him, who's a moderate, and he's number two to Mitch McConnell. They all support him. We can't get nine. Forget, look, what we should do is 51, in fact, 99 people should get up and say, we're not going to have unanimous consent anymore. This is the House of Lords in the 19th century, and we were trying to mimic the English system. We don't want it. They won't do it because they like the prestige. Okay. So you don't do that. How about at least nine of you people on the Republican side joining us and breaking treating it as a filibuster, breaking it, and at least, put about 200 or 250 flag officers in. Even though our troops are now in harm's way, really in harm's way, let me tell you something, by jihadists in the Eastern Mediterranean, the Middle East, they are screwing around not only on paying them, because many of these people won't give an extension at all of that budget compromise. They are not even promoting them. I think that is treason. I think that is treason. And I am not going to want to look at these people next July here in Milwaukee if they come prowling around down the street looking to our restaurant. I want our restaurants to make money. Don't get me wrong. I don't want any violence. But this is quite disgusting. I'm saying that as a Navy veteran. Thanks for calling. We're coming to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and alignment marks guaranteed. Call 1-800-859-1538 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25 free with every order. Call 1-800-859-1538 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-859-1538. That's 1-800-859-1538.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to Metflin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I want to talk a little about the issues that are facing our Marines and our sailors, soldiers and airmen in the Eastern Mediterranean, the Middle East. Big doings happened last night. You saw it on television. The United States hit Iranian proxies in Syria. These Iranian proxies, just so you know, what's a proxy? These are puppets of Iran. Hezbollah in southern Lebanon is, Hamas is, and they have similar type proxies in Syria and in Iraq. We have about, I think right now, about 900 troops stationed in Iraq and about 2,000 in Syria. Now, that is a very, very small number. It's a dangerously small number. General Barry McCaffrey was interviewed the other day on CNN, and he said, you know, he's a four-star general. And he said, I think exposing them there, if the Iranians want to make some sort of example and hit them, we're going to have no choice but to go after Iran itself. I support Biden, and I support Lloyd Austin in keeping those troops there. But they have to have our full protection and support, and they do. In the last 10 days, Iranian proxies, i.e. Iran, launched 19 attacks on our troops in Iraq and Syria. These are rockets and so forth, and now they're also using drones, which is very dangerous. Because a rocket, you have a little bit of warning, you know, you take cover and all that. These drones come in at very low level. They can blow up. They can do a lot of things. We have had 21 casualties, not fatalities, casualties. A casualty can be a fatality or a wound. Some of them, McCaffrey was describing as having had brain damage. In other words, either from an explosion or whatever it is near them. This is part of harassment of the American military around the world. The Chinese jet, for instance, just flew within 10 feet of a U.S. bomber in the South China Sea. Now, 10 feet, not 10 yards, not 10 feet. Giannis is 7'2", I think. I think there's a guy from France now, he's like 7'6" or something. I mean, 10 feet. The opportunity for miscalculation is horrendous. Biden is standing up and hitting back. Trump would not do that. He'd turn tail. He betrayed the Kurds. He betrayed the Ukrainians. And he would just pull out. However, it's important that everybody in this country pull together when we're at war. There was an old adage in politics, and I remember it well early on, that said that party stops at the American shoreline. What that meant was you're a Democrat or Republican, but if the president, even if it's the other party, goes to Europe or Asia or anywhere else, you're behind him or her. That's it. That's no longer true. The Republicans attack Biden when he's overseas. They undermine Biden. And that is why what Tommy Tuberville is doing is so noxious and abhorrent. Because not only is he attacking Biden and doing this, in my view, largely to screw things up so badly that people go, oh, well, maybe we should pick Trump. But he's endangering our troops. If you have a commanding officer not confirmed, that causes doubt in the troops. You and I are having this discussion. Joe and I were having it, and other of our great callers are having it. And we're up on the news. We're adults. But a lot of sailors, a lot of privates and corporals, a lot of airmen, are 18 years old, 19 years old, 20, 21. They're not at all as knowledgeable or wise to the world as people listening to this program. And when they hear that the U.S. Senate, because they don't know anything about unanimous consent, they may have never read the Constitution. All they know is the big boys in Washington don't want to appoint their leader, their general, their admiral. And also because all these generals and admirals, other lawyers with specialty, other officers with specialties accompany them, they don't get to go either. And they'll have a, quote, leader, end quote, who will have insignia that's of lower rank than he should have, which means a lot to them. And they're puzzled, and they can be demoralized. And right now, the Army is 25% under its recruitment goal. The only service that has met and exceeded it is the Marine Corps. My dad and two of my uncles serve in the Marine Corps. Very, very great esprit de corps. But that's very, very hard to maintain when you have traitors in the Senate. So I hope our Democratic colleagues, our people in the Senate, keep this in mind when they have the power to get rid of unanimous consent right now and won't do it because it's kind of flattering to their vanity and it's flattering to the Republicans' vanity. And the Republicans, at least, 40 of them, 45 of them, would stab our country. I wish they would take into account that what they're doing is not depriving an admiral or a general of a promotion. You're depriving a seaman apprentice, an airman, or a private who's proud as hell to be in the military. You're depriving him of certainty that the country is behind him. And you pile that on when Mike Johnson refuses to extend any funding and paying the military after November 17. You have to understand what that's doing to really the most vulnerable people in the service. A couple of other things. Israel just did a second probe, a land probe into Gaza to kill Hamas people. And I mean the terrorists who on October the 7th came out and tortured. They didn't just kill 1,400 Israelis, they tortured them. There was a beautiful girl, they stripped her and raped her and brought her into the Gaza. And then I think she died. She had her legs spread so wide, she was naked. They carried her through the streets and the crowd spit on her. They tied children up and burned them in front of their parents, their animals. Not the Palestinian people, Hamas is. But the fact of the matter is that the people who spit on that naked girl, I do not look on as innocent. And in New York, their friends and relatives who marched the swastikas down to the Israeli embassy or consulate and laughed about what happened. And they said, quote, some hipsters were having a good time, and the resistance came in and took them, but they're okay. The papers say they're not, but they're okay. And they all laughed. They all laughed like they laughed the way their team had won, that kind of thing. They are not innocent. They're not innocent. Israel has got to make sure that never again in the future can people swoop out of Gaza or anywhere else and capture and torture people like that and laugh. They have got to have the backing, and Joe Biden gave them that backing. And I stand with Joe Biden. He did say he doesn't want settlers in the West Bank doing what they're doing, and I agree with him on that, too. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders of both parties in the Wisconsin Assembly say the push to impeach Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf is a distraction. Republican Scott Krug and Democrat Lee Snodgrass spoke to a WISP Politics luncheon yesterday. Krug says there's a way forward that doesn't involve who's running WEC. He says he wants a better working relationship with local clerks. More than $388 million worth of key construction projects around Wisconsin are getting the green light from the State Building Commission. They include new buildings and upgrades at state parks, prisons and universities, and other state-owned buildings. There'll be security improvements at Techeeta Women's Prison. Work will also get started on a new Wisconsin History Museum on Madison's Capitol Square. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Big Bend is coping with the loss of their chief. Police Chief Donald Gallione unexpectedly passed away Wednesday. He'd been leading the Big Bend police force since 2014. Before that, he served 24 years on the Milwaukee Police Department. The details surrounding the chief's passing remain undisclosed at this time. Big Bend officials recently moved ahead a plan to disband its police force. However, the finalization of that decision is still pending. The principal of Brookfield East High School has been named Principal of the Year by the National Association of Secondary School Principals. Andy Farley has been leading the school for 11 years, and under his leadership, Brookfield East has been recognized as a National Blue Ribbon School. There have also been efforts made to support students' mental health through programs like the Hope Squad. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Bucks begin the season with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks started off with an early lead, then had to battle back to get to a 118-117 win over the 76ers. The Bucks' newest member, Damian Lillard, came up with 14 points in the final 4 minutes to get the victory.
And all the way down to the very last play where I got fouled and I went to the free throw line, they inbounded it to Giannis, and I was just kind of reading him like, you know, what you want to do? And he was like, come get the ball.
NFL, the Packers play the Vikings Sunday at noon at Lambeau Field. The Packers' Christian Watson on why the Pack have lost their last three games.
What's been, you know, detrimental for us so far is, you know, the lack of, you know, growing enough each week.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host number 3 ranked Ohio State tomorrow night at 6:30. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Closing the gap. I think that we're always looking for those gaps in whatever it is, whether you're an individual, you're a team, you're a, you know, an offense, you're always trying to close the gap.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so...
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 33. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. High of 45 tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night 37. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I want to extend what I was talking about in the previous segment. Ukraine now. Ukraine. Mike Johnson and Jim Jordan. One of my callers compared Mike Johnson, Jim Jordan. I think it's a pretty good comparison. The difference is Mike Johnson is a little smoother, a little less aggressive looking, equally aggressive in fact, a little more pretentious, fascist fist in a velvet glove. He is splitting the vote on Israel aid and Ukraine aid. Biden, Mitch McConnell, and Schumer want them joined because they want Israel aid, but they think that that way, and they're right, that people who vote for it, because also it'll have aid for Taiwan and also aid at the southern border. So any Republican or Democrat can go home, and whatever their predilections are about this or that issue, somebody can say, oh, but you voted for this. And yeah, but it was tied up with that, this and that, and the other thing. One of the things the Republicans, that the right wing of the Republican Party wants is no sort of compendium bills. Everything has to be just one issue, which takes a lot more longer, and that's fine. So Israel aid will come up, and it'll pass overwhelmingly. It should pass overwhelmingly. There shouldn't be anybody voting against it. But the question is, does he let Ukraine aid come up? Does he let Ukraine aid come up? And remember that the speaker has almost monarchical powers. He decides, she decides what goes to the floor. And if somebody like Hakeem Jeffries gets up and says, I want to put in a resolution or a bill for Ukraine aid, he cannot call on him. Now, if it's Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader, that would be a bit of a political scandal. He might call him, on him. But then all the Republicans will vote against it because it was out of turn, blah, 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 blah. What has to happen, in my judgment, if he does this, is what's called a discharge petition. There is a parliamentary provision that says that even the minority party can force a bill to be voted on, whereas under the example I just gave about Hakeem Jeffries doing it, they can table it, send a committee, and kill it. They can force a vote if it has 218 votes. There are 435 members of Congress. So 218, that's 50%. That means the minority party, the Democrats, 212 votes, and six Republicans. Now, there are more than six Republicans who are for Ukraine aid. There's about 150 of them. But the question is, will any of them sign on for a discharge petition? Because you have to do it in advance in writing. It has to be out there in front of God and everybody. And they are afraid that Donald Trump will primary them and they will lose their cushy positions. That is the dilemma. Now, well, first of all, I'm going to quick go to the lines, take a call, and then pursue this issue. Bob and Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bob?
Isn't it about time to declare Donald Trump a domestic terrorist, the number one domestic terrorist in America? How is he not the number one domestic terrorist in America? He's behind all these people. These many of these mass murder people are Trumpists. Many of them are, you know, racist, anti-Jew, whatever. And then the media sites are full of pro-Trump stuff. I mean, he's leading a band of crazies to control the country. Brown shirts, I guess you could call them, whatever. But
well, here's the deal. Look, and here's a very, very sad fact of life. I agree with 100%. He is a domestic terrorist. He should be in prison. He should be in prison. Everybody around him's, you know, going to prison. I mean, Michael Cohen, his chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, you know, everybody from Mike Flynn was, and then he pardoned him, Roger Stone. Giuliani's in trouble. They're all pleading guilty. The guy is a Pied Piper. Everybody around him goes down except him. Everybody around him. So, but here's the thing. Here's the reality. This is the reality school. You know, the divinity school is up the hill. This is the law school. And in the law school, here's the sad reality. Yes, he's a domestic terrorist. But when in the Republican primary, he's 40 points ahead in the polls of DeSantis, and a general election, he's within a point of Biden, even though Biden's going to beat him, when a substantial portion of the country is for him, even though he's a criminal, a substantial portion of the country is not criminal themselves, and a substantial portion of the country is not stupid. He will lose because a bigger portion of the country can't stand him. But that said, there are issues having to do with immigration. There are issues having to do with race, which he is stirring up, racial hatreds. There are lots of issues. There are issues, and I could sit here all afternoon and talk about them, and people are voting for those issues, not necessarily for him personally. And he, frankly, is entertaining, and for some reason, and I've never understood it, even Democratic media outlets give him plenty of time. They attack him, but you know something, hurt me, throw me in the briar patch. You attack me, you put me on television, that's all I want. And that is what happens. And thanks an awful lot, as always, for calling Bob of Madison. But I'll tell you what, Mitch McConnell, believe it or not, used to call Moscow Mitch, but he's for Kiev. Here's what he said the other day. He said, do not separate the vote. He said this to the House on Israel and Ukraine aid. He said, no Americans are getting killed in Ukraine. We are rebuilding our industrial base. And by that, he meant we are building weapons. We're building, you know, making ammunition. The stuff Ukraine is getting is from our stockpile. We are just replenishing our own stockpile. He said the Ukrainians are destroying the army of one of our biggest enemies. I have a hard time finding anything wrong with that. I think it's wonderful that they're defending themselves. That's Mitch McConnell. But even though he's the majority leader, or I should say he was the majority leader, now he's the minority leader of the Senate and the Republican Senate, he can't get nine other Republicans to vote to override Tuberville and promote our people. And quite frankly, he got enough of them to do the Israel and Ukraine bill, but now you have Mike Johnson going to stab it in the House, I think. Now, here are the facts. On Ukraine aid, $20 billion of what we spent is invested in our own industrial base in the United States. And it's invested in states like Texas, Arkansas, Alabama, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Nevada. $3.1 billion is for contracts that are here in the States, American. All this money is spent in America to increase artillery production. We've done it six times in 3 years. That artillery goes to Israel and Ukraine, and it replenishes our stockpile. That's just the plain fact. Our military infrastructure is what benefits from this spending. American jobs benefit from this spending. We have to keep a full supply of ammo, of missiles. You know, we give these ATC MCS missiles to Ukraine. We build more for ourselves. We have the Chinese buzzing our aircraft. We have the Iranians bombing us. I mean, really, a drone and a rocket is, in effect, a bomb. Our bases in Syria and our bases in Iraq. We've got to defend ourselves. Why is the Republican Party opposed to that? Why is Mike Johnson opposed to that? It's because Donald Trump is opposed to that. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. The bottom line here is the Republican Party, as we know it, is gone, completely gone. And because of that, we're kind of in trouble. I mean, I seen the start of it with the Ron Johnson campaign against Nadella Barnes. I mean, that was in itself despicable. But you've reached a point where Trump, with all the headwinds, with everything that's going on, the majority of the Republicans don't believe it. They're living in a different reality here. So these are some troubling times. The headwinds are great. Hopefully we will prevail in 2024. But from this time forward, my opinion, Trump is in charge of the Republican Party. So, and that's a sobering thought. Just going to leave it at that. I'll just leave it at that.
No, right. No, you're right. But here's the thing that kills me. I know a lot of Republicans. I know a lot of people who are, I'm friends with them. How in God's name could they vote for somebody who won't promote our military officers when we're in a time of war? How can they possibly oppose spending money on our own military to defend ourselves and to defend Israel and to defend Ukraine? And Israeli aid will pass, I think. Ukraine aid is going to take some doing. It's going to take some doing. That is the plain fact. Dynamo Dave, my friend from Minnesota. Dynamo Dave, what's on your mind today?
Well, thank you for taking that call. I don't know if I talked to you about a metaphor, you know, with the whole Speaker of the House kerfuffle and the and Trump, you know, putting the kibosh on Tom Emmer only because he said the last congressional election that those fellow members of Republicans shouldn't bring Trump up. They should just run on the Republican platform, et cetera. But anyway, the metaphor is this. It's like, you know, how they say the tail can wag the dog. Well, it's like the Republican Party's got this parasite. It's a wood tick. And the wood tick has gotten so large on that that dog, on that Republican Party, it's sucking it's the life out of that party. It is. You know, they can't seem to get rid of them. But there is a way for them to get rid of them. Because we see these articles talking about, you know, they don't, these Republicans, some of them won't talk in public because they don't want to say anything because it'll, you know, Trump will rip into them, but they don't want Trump around. They don't want him to be the nominee in 2024, et cetera. What they could do is let them, their inside operatives, make sure he does not appear on the Republican in those red states on their ballots, you know, through that 20th Amendment, 24th Amendment.
No. Well, here's the problem, though. I mean, the 14th Amendment, yeah, you could do that. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued some very questionable rulings that may mean that any attempt to keep him off under the 14th Amendment will be unsuccessful. They've already done it in two cases. We'll see what happens to the rest. But there is a phenomenon going around, and I don't know if everybody has tumbled to it. He has cooked up the nominating process for delegates in a lot of states. A lot of states do it by caucus. They don't do it by election. And he has operatives in each of these states and sort of like little Mike Johnson's all over the place, so that he may end up with a majority of the delegates. That's what really matters, not so much public opinion when they come to Milwaukee. And, you know, you might think, well, who in God's name could nominate this guy? You are going to see some strange folks in Milwaukee, really strange folks. They'll have about 3,000, I think, delegates, 20. We have 3,300. Maybe they have a little fewer. And they all sit there screaming. And a lot of them, you'll look at them and say, oh, my God, where did they come from? I don't know anybody that's like that. And he's going to get nominated. I think he may get nominated. That is the problem. There's nobody in that lineup that's at all impressive, that's in any respect impressing me. They say Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley. Do you think that Tommy Tuberville is going to vote for Nikki Haley? Do you think the Proud Boys are? Do you think the Oath Keepers are, the 3%ers? You think the Ku Klux Klan is? Give me a break. They're not, and I don't want her as president anyway. And what else do they got? DeSantis is shooting himself in the foot. So I love your call, Dynamo Dave. I hope you call again, my friend. But I'll tell you what, I think this may be a little wishful thinking, and we have to get ready for the big election with Joe Biden on our side. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Save big money on your automotive needs with 11% off everything. Rain-X Silicone Supreme Wiper Blades are proven to last two times longer than your traditional blade, while its climate defense technology is built to stand up against all types of severe weather conditions. Right now, Rain-X Silicone Supreme Wiper Blades are just $19.99 each after an 11% rebate at Menards. Good through October 29th, savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's Rivalry Week as Carroll University football travels to Kenosha to play the Firebirds of Carthage for the old Musket Trophy this Saturday, October 28th. The Pioneers earned the Musket the last 2 years, with a win could bring it home to Waukesha for the third year in a row. Catch all of the action live with Don and Johnny. Pregame at 12:30, kickoff at 1. Carroll at Carthage for one of the oldest rivalries this Saturday on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Bad luck wind been blowing.
Welcome back to Matt,
the
director. Our lines
back
are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Joe Biden has an opponent in the Democratic primary. Not a very strong opponent, a real weirdo. I want to mention it so everybody knows what's going on. There's a Democratic congressman in Minnesota named Dean Phillip. Dean Phillip. I don't know why he's doing this. I never heard of the guy. Of course, I never heard of Mike Johnson either, but never heard of most of these backbenchers. Dean Phillip has never distinguished himself. I have no idea why he's doing this. And he's doing it for a second time. What do I mean by that? Because this summer, so I'm going to run against Joe Biden. He went around. He didn't get Schneider. We play a lot of sheep's head in Milwaukee, and he didn't get Schneider. He didn't get Schnitz. He didn't get anything. He dropped out of the race. Dropped out of the race a month or two ago. He knew he was no good. He wasn't going anywhere. Now he's coming back into the race because Joe Biden is juggling. What is Joe Biden juggling? Israel, Gaza, Ukraine, Iran, Taiwan, the Philippines, China, Russia, North Korea. And that's just part of the foreign policy stuff. Climate change, the budget. He's passed hard infrastructure, soft infrastructure, CHIPS. And what, Dean Phillips, what, thinks he can do better than that? I saw an ad. They played it on one of the cable channels last night for Dean Phillips. He's running at New Hampshire. It's a pathetic ad. It's the saddest ad I have ever seen in my life. He's walking into the cameras. He's holding his hands in a weird way as if he's sort of rubbing his hands like he's about to sneak up on something and steal it is what it looks like. And he goes, I'm not kidding. I love New Hampshire. I learned to fish here. I learned to fire a gun here. And then grinning awkwardly. And I'm going, you love New Hampshire? I don't love New Hampshire. I mean, I've gone to New Hampshire. I like New Hampshire. What do you mean you love New Hampshire? I think you're lying. You learned to fish in New Hampshire. You're a Minnesota guy. We all fished all over. I learned to fire a gun here. I learned to fire a gun too, and it wasn't in New Hampshire. What do I care where you learned to fire a gun? He's going after Biden, and one of the things that I think he's, and then we go to the lines, I see you in the lines, is Biden, the Democratic National Committee had rejuggled the primaries, and they don't want caucuses and all this, and so the New Hampshire primary won't be first, and so they don't want people signing up for the New Hampshire primary because they want to keep their order. I think they want South Carolina and Nevada and then New Hampshire, whatever it is. So Joe Biden, you know, he's the head of the party. He stands by that. And so he won't be on the ballot in New Hampshire. So Republicans go, oh, he's not on the ballot in New Hampshire. Well, he's going to carry New Hampshire. He's going to get their delegates. He's going to do it at the time that's ordained. So Dean Phillips will probably put himself on the ballot and he'll try to make a big deal out of that. But I'll tell you about this guy. He has nothing going for him. And he's already dropped that once. The guy runs and drops out, but all he's doing is attacking Biden. And I got to wonder, why are you doing that? Biden's a very good president. He's your president. You're a Democrat. If you don't like it, become a Republican. If you have some secret deal with the Republicans, then that's pretty sneaky, and we don't want that either. We go to the lines. Tom of McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tom of McFarland?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, I hope that people are paying attention, especially the people like CJ. The differences in policy approaches between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. As you mentioned, there are multiple international crises happening at this time. And the Trump approach would be to simply offer bellicose words that you better not do that or else, and shake his fist. He never engaged with anybody. In fact, he totally defunded our State Department. He has no use for diplomatic approaches. In fact, he always says it's all about me, me, me. And he would always just use his rhetoric as if that was actually counting for something. And that was a reason why U.S. foreign policy was a complete and unmitigated disaster during the Trump era. Compare that with Biden. And Biden doesn't just use bellicose words. He actually is engaging with our partners. He's forming alliances, partnerships in order to accomplish something. And if you take a look at what he's accomplished in foreign policy, by having these multinational partnerships, it is night and day as far as what an isolationist like Trump could do. I really hope that people are paying attention to that, and I wish the media would pick up on how the Trump approach is always going to be a failure. There's never been a point in any history where an isolationist policy turned out well for the isolationists. And the only way we can get this done is with multinational cooperation, something that Trump says he has no use for it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Tom, you really hit the nail on the head on that one. Trump is going to pull us out of NATO. And I've said that to a couple of Republican businessmen I know, and they say, oh, he wouldn't do that. They're going to vote for Trump. He wouldn't do that. And I said, well, he's already said he would. And he did this, and, oh, he wouldn't do that. And with Putin, no, he wasn't. I don't know if they don't read the paper, but the point is he would pull us out of NATO. Now, there is a legal impediment to his doing that. It's a treaty, and a president can't just abrogate a treaty. But remember something, in the era of nuclear war and the era of mass media, he doesn't have to pull us out of anything. He can say, I'm going to pull us out of NATO, and I'm not going to defend Europe, and good luck, guys. And somebody will sue him and say, you can't abrogate a treaty, and that person will win. So technically, we still have a treaty. But if the president of the United States, as the commander-in-chief, doesn't back that up, it's meaningless. It's meaningless. The Senate can't send troops, nor can the House of Representatives, nor can the governors. Only the President of the United States can defend our people. If Iran kills some people, if the Ruskies go in and they kill some Americans, and they go around the world right now assassinating people in Germany, in France, in Britain, and I think there was a guy that died in Washington under suspicious circumstances. If Trump is subservient to Putin and won't commit us to backing up NATO, then he can, in effect, dismantle the peace that's gone on since 1945. It's essential that Joe Biden get reelected. We've come to the end of the show. Great show. Great show as always. Great callers. Stand by for Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate. Another great show. Matt Flynn, direct. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. Sign off for today.
I was born in the soul of misery, never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.